April 16th, Broadway continues what Sophocles began 2,500 years earlier. On this day in 1787, the first play by an American writer was performed at the John Street Theatre in New York City. Entitled The Contrast by Royal Tyler, it was a comedy that satirized Americans who followed British fashions. The War of Independence was a recent memory, of course. The play can thus be seen as the start of a great theatrical tradition and industry that is now known as Broadway. In 2014, over 13 million people paid over $1.3 billion to watch Broadway shows. The influence of American drama and musicals has been immense and continues today. It seems we have a constant taste for live drama. Ever since the time of Sophocles and Euripides in ancient Greece, over 2,000 years ago, they were the people who really started it all. Long may it last. Here is a fragment of a Sophocles play from the 5th century BC about the effect that love has upon us. It's just as relevant today, I think. When ice appears out of doors, and boys seize it while it is solid, at first they experience new pleasures, but in the end their pride will not allow them to let it go. But their discovery is not good for them if it stays in their hands. In exactly the same way, desire drives lovers to act, and indeed not to act. Today I reflect on the power that the immediacy of live drama has to teach us truths about ourselves and our own behavior.